Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from June 1, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Torsi Wright. Taking a look at Friday's action, positive for most U.S. equity indexes. Russell 2001 lone exception there, but we did see the S&P 500 as well as a few others continue a streak of up weeks with Friday's close. So continuing to see positive action out of U.S. equity indexes. Even saw gold up over 1% there, crude down about 1%. On the opposite end of the spectrum. First, taking a look at those two charts for the default chart of gold. We've seen it sort of bouncing quite a bit all over the place in this $4,000 range. At the moment, returns to a buy signal with Friday's action with that double top break there at 45.60. Just that initial return to a buy signal. We generally see that near-term trend sort of downward, at least for the moment, until we were to see it get back up to the upper $4,000 range. We continue to see that remain in place. Now, looking at crude oil, we did see a second consecutive sell signal there, also a violation of the trend line, moving it back into a negative trend. We've seen that trend flip a couple of times over the past 2 months, so continue to see that maintain within sort of this $80 to $100 range for the time being. But again, with that trend line violation, now we're looking down towards those lows from April at 79 as the next level of support for crude oil. Now, we didn't give it much of a shout out to emerging markets, but worth shouting out EM completing a fifth consecutive buy signal with a double top break there at 69 during Friday's trading market. A new all-time chart high for emerging markets. EFA is still maintaining near recent highs on its chart. As for U.S. equity indexes, we see the S&P 500 give that second consecutive buy signal with a double top break at 75.50. And then the Dow Jones Industrial Average ultimately giving a fifth consecutive buy signal there with a triple top break at 50,500 before climbing above 51,000 for the first time, marking a new all-time chart high there in intraday action and ultimately closing above 51,000 on Friday. As far as indicators go, I didn't see a whole lot of action from Friday after seeing the BP for the NYSE reverse up middle of last week. Most continue to maintain where they have recently sort of rallied to. Didn't see much additional action for some of the bullish percents. When we look at the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright 40 sectors, that curve, for the most part, somewhat normal here. Slight skew to the left, really, is what we're looking at. Not like it's a major skew to the left, but slight skew to the left as we still see most of the sectors maintaining an average reading below that 50% mark. Those that maintain above the 50% mark, we obviously seeing semis maintaining that highest reading right now, not too surprisingly. But going on to some individual stock action from last week first, looking at Dell Technologies rallying up to new all-time highs there on its chart, moving above 424 or 424 there on its chart. It obviously has maintained a buy signal since at least about a week ago. So have seen saw it complete that shakeout pattern before moving to new all-time highs this coming after a better than expected earnings beat last week. And we're also seeing quite a few names rally this morning after Nvidia unveiled a new processor for Windows, seeing quite a few names trade all over the place. The notable move to the upside that we're seeing this morning, while not the highest move in terms of percentage, the reason we're calling it out is if we can see it maintain near this 470, possibly get above 472 range for Microsoft, currently trading at 469. If it were to get above 472, that would move it back into a positive trend. So that's a price we'll keep an eye out for. But we're seeing quite a few others see some notable action moving around. As we mentioned, Nvidia was the unveiled this announcement. They're up about 2.5% this morning pre-market, while Intel down about 5%. We see IBM as well as ARM Holdings up about 11%. So really kind of seeing some interesting action within some of those tech names as notable moves to the upside and even at least one to the downside with IBM. But we also wanted to give some of that a shout out because we're also seeing Hewlett Packard HPE report earnings later today this morning, and it similarly rallied up to highs here during Friday's trading in very extended territory. recovery here at the moment. Really, prior resistance there in the 20s is the current level of support on the default chart. May look to smaller scale charts, but may still see that extended picture. So, would definitely keep a close eye on HPE this morning with earnings upcoming. Additional earnings upcoming this week, Palo Alto Networks, PANW, reporting on the 2nd. We have seen PAMW give a string of consecutive buy signals, most recently completing a 7th consecutive buy signal with that move above 264 as it's rallied to a new high there on Friday at 280 on the chart, 283 in terms of price. Initial support currently at 244, while additional lies at 236 for PANW. The other notable one reporting later this week, Broadcom AVGO. We saw it complete a 4th consecutive buy signal during Friday's trading as it marked a new all-time chart high at 448 there. Notable support there at 408 along with 396 before really moving, looking down to this prior resistance down in the 350s there for AVGO. But additional names that we see reporting this week on the 2nd, we also have Dollar General and Ulta along with Broadcom on the 3rd. We have CrowdStrike and Medtronic as well, and Lululemon coming in on the 4th. So that'll wrap us up for today. As always, stay tuned for tomorrow's video and action then.